The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come up. Good morning. Oof, it's a tiring morning, huh? Good morning. So who here has ever thumb wrestled? Have you thumb wrestled before? Who wants to thumb wrestle with me? Nobody? Nobody wants to thumb wrestle with me? Why not? How come you don't want to thumb wrestle with me? Do I have to get somebody else to come thumb wrestle with me? So 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. And then we do this. We push back and forth, but Pastor Mike's got really long. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Did you see? What happens when you thumb wrestle, though? Your arm gets tired, and you're working, and you're wrestling. God tells us in our text today that we should wrestle with God, that we should continue to pray and continue to wonder what God has for us, what justice God is bringing into our life, and that in that, we're going to be changed. We might be a little tired. We might be happy. We might be sad. Our wrist might hurt a little bit from wrestling. But to continue to struggle and continue to wrestle with God, because if you do that, your God hears you and your God loves you. Go in peace. Amen. All right, so I have often been told that my children's sermons pretty well get right to maybe what I'm preaching about. So if you don't want to hear the somewhat longer version, and only somewhat, please go ahead and leave now. Start coffee. Do whatever you need. But grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. Struggling with God always changes you. It always changes you. Can you think of the first time you struggled with God? Some of us, it might be further back than others. But I can remember the first time I struggled with God. It was at hearing about the death of my grandfather, who was a mentor and a pastor and a father figure in my life, and unexpectedly had a heart attack and died at 65 years old. I had just turned 17 years old, and this was the person who had basically set my life path. I was going to graduate from my Lutheran high school and go to whatever Lutheran college I was given as options, and then I was going to go to one of two Lutheran seminaries that were an option at the time. Because as many of you know, I grew up Missouri Synod. And so my grandfather had all of this lined out, and I was fine with it. It was the path that gave me joy at that time in my life. But at the death of my grandfather, I was crushed. I actually turned around and walked out of the room, walked in to the main bathroom of our house, slammed the door shut, turned off the lights, fell to my knees, and sobbed like a baby. And I don't know how long I was there and how long I cried and how long I asked God why, but it changed me. It changed me and it changed my path, because in that conversation, I decided I needed to decide who I was and not who Bill had set me up to be. And so it set this long life path to me being here now, not going to one of those two seminaries, not going to a Lutheran college, playing college football in the Big Ten for a brief amount of time. It set all of this different stuff going. But that struggle with God changed me. Can you think about the most recent time you struggled with God? Maybe you're still struggling with God now. I know the most recent time that I struggled with God. And I got her permission to say this, so. It was at my daughter Shadow's changing her name. And as she came out and became more honest with me about her gender identity, I had always, even as a Missouri Synod kid, really been sort of neutral about the LGBTQ issues, stuff, life, however you want to label it. I was always sort of this kid that was just like, that's their life, let them live their life, they don't want me to do it, it doesn't matter. But when my daughter Shadow came out, it forced me off the neutral fence. It forced me off the neutral fence and forced me to actually, once again, re-engage with God about something. It forced me to think about how these things are going to change me. And they did. And they did because, for a time, God gave me the name to name my child, but that in this time of discernment and understanding, God gave Shadow her true name, and that she could live into that true name now and be more of what God wants her to be in the world, and that changes me. It changes me as I continue to learn what it means to be in that struggle with her and to be in that struggle with her with God, because she is God's beloved child that God gave to me to care for. And so it changed me. Jacob is alone on the bank of some water, and he begins to wrestle with what the text says is a man. And in this wrestling, in this struggle, daybreak comes and the wrestling continues, and the man goes, I am done with this. And so strikes him on the hip and pops it out of its socket. Jacob is changed forever. Strikes his hip out of his socket, And his response is, tell me your name, give me a blessing. If my hip was just knocked out of its socket, I don't think that's the first thing that would come to my mind. But his name is changed from Jacob to Israel. And we know how that change moves forward. But he leaves that place with a limp. He is changed forever for struggling, for wrestling, and engaging and staying in that time with God. And so the widow persists with the unjust judge. And Jesus says, be like this widow. Be like this widow because, unlike this judge, your God loves you. And if you continue to struggle with and go back to and pray to and be in conversation with your God will hear you. Because God loves you deeply. So what are you struggling with? What are those things that you are struggling with right now? Name them in your mind. Name them in your heart. And ask yourself, is God part of that struggle with you? Is God with you in the engaging of the struggling? Because we are a people called into struggle with God. From baptism, we are called to struggle with God and be changed. We say before we are baptized, we are the old Adam. And through baptism, we are the new Adam. We are changed in the waters, that a real thing takes place in our life. That every time we come to the table, that a real and true promise happens to you. It changes you. It affects you. Every single time. That prayer is our gift, given from God to wrestle and struggle with the one who loves us, the one who loves us best, the one who Christ says will hear you and be just. So cry out to your God. Day and night, with your happiness, with your sorrow, with your pain, cry out to your God. Struggle with your God and be changed. Struggle with your God and forever be changed. Amen.